You've spent your entire adult life saving, every paycheck, every decision, every bit of discipline, all building towards one moment, retirement. And then it happens. You stop working, the paychecks stop. And then suddenly after 30 or 40 years of saving, you're supposed to start spending. And that shift from saver to spender is one of the hardest mental transitions retirees face. Not because the math doesn't work, because the mindset does. Today on Make It Personal, we're unpacking why spending can feel so uncomfortable and how moving from anxiety to confidence when it's time to enjoy the life you work so hard for. Let's start with the moment this hits people. Meet John and Karen. John is 67, newly retired after 4 decades as an engineer. Karen taught school for 30 years. They lived below their means, maxed out their 401ks, and celebrated each savings milestone along the way. Their advisor told them, "You're in great shape. You can comfortably spend $7,000 a month." But they couldn't do it. Every time they transferred money from their investment account to checking, John said it felt wrong. "I spent my entire whole life watching this balance go up, and now I'm supposed to watch it go down? Logical? Yes. Emotional? No." And that tension is where so many retirees get stuck. So what's really going on here? Saving isn't just a habit, it's an identity. If you've been a disciplined saver your whole life, it's tied to your sense of security, responsibility, and even pride. You did things the right way. You prepared. You took care of your family. So when someone says it's time to spend, your brain doesn't hear permission. It hears risk. For decades, your reward system has been wired to celebrating saving, watching balances grow, feeling safe, and being in control. Spending flips that script and triggers loss aversion, that instinctive discomfort when resources shrink. And this happens in everyday life too. A coworker recently told me how excited they were for a Disney trip they'd save for all year. But when it came time to write that check to the travel agent, they felt resistance, almost a protective instinct over the pile of money they'd carefully built. I felt that too. We've saved money for remodeling work at home, and even though the project is planned, I feel myself hesitating. Not because of the mess, because its savings took effort to build, and parting with it takes emotional energy. If you've ever felt it, you're not alone. Here's the mindset shift that changes everything. Think of your savings like a battery. You spent years charging it. That was its job then. But once you retire, the purpose of that battery changes. Its job is to no longer keep charging. Its job is to power your life. Retirement isn't about abandoning discipline. It's about redirecting purpose. Your money's job has changed, and so has yours. So how do you move from saver to spender confidently? There are 4 practical ways to make the transition easier, emotionally and financially. First, create a retirement paycheck. Automatic withdrawals from your portfolio into checking create rhythm and predictability. It turns withdrawals into income, not depletion. Number 2, use the bucket strategy. Short-term, mid-term, and long-term buckets. The short-term bucket is designed to be spent. The long-term bucket stays invested for growth. This creates visual separation and reduces guilt and fear. Number 3, define your enough. Uncertainty fuels anxiety. An advisor can help you visualize the sustainability of your plan, and that confidence gives you permission to enjoy what you already saved. And 4th, spend with purpose. You're not spending down savings, you're converting savings into experiences, memories, and security. Purpose reframed spending is intentional, not irresponsible. Here's the beautiful part. The same discipline that made you a great saver can make you a great spender if you aim that discipline towards joy instead of accumulation. You didn't save just to build a number on a screen. You saved for freedom, for time, for choice, for life. This chapter isn't about building wealth. It's about using it wisely and meaningfully. So if you're standing at the edge of retirement, excited but nervous, remember this. You didn't save all those years just to keep watching the balance rise. You saved to buy back your time, to live freely, to finally do the things that mattered all along. Your money has a purpose, and so do you. Thanks for joining me on Make It Personal. If today's episode resonated, share it with somebody who's approaching retirement
or maybe someone who's already retired who's still learning how to give themselves permission to enjoy what they've earned. And a special shout out to Betsy, one of our listeners who inspired this episode. Keep the questions coming in. Until next time, make it personal. It's your money, it's your plan, it's your future.
This podcast is for educational purposes only and may include references to concepts that have legal and/or tax implications. Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc. does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional regarding your personal situation prior to making any financial decisions. Strategies discussed may not be suitable for everyone. Securities and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Mutual of Omaha Advisors is a division of Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company.